Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Inside ECAC Hockey, presented by the Corsia Family Foundation in conjunction with the Mike Capasso Scholarship Fund and the Boston Knights. And very pleased to have with us in our player segment this week on the men's side, from North Vancouver, British Columbia, skating right wing for the Quinnipiac Bobcats, a veteran performer who we believe has been on the show before. He's been at Quinnipiac for a while. Might have been all the way back, as he recalled, to his freshman year, long ago before COVID. Now a grad student at Quinnipiac and having the opportunity to play another season. He's one of the assistant captains and has been around the campus and Coach Pecknold's program, Ethan DeYoung. Ethan, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks for having me.
A great start for you personally and for the team, and let's get right to it. I think fans of college hockey, a lot of folks, they hear about, they certainly know about the experience of playing out at the Palace on the Plains, out at the Ralph, out in North Dakota. What about your personal experience? It certainly was a good one for you and the Bobcats last weekend, but just the overall atmosphere in as far as college hockey, it's quite a show out there in North Dakota, is it not?
I mean, yeah, you can't really compare it to any other barn in college hockey. I mean, I've been to some good ones myself. But the whole student section was there, warm-ups there in our ear from, you know, the second we get out there. I mean, the facilities there are probably better than every NHL rink you got. So it was a great experience. The atmosphere in there, it was crazy. When they scored a goal, like, you couldn't hear yourself think, pretty much, you know what I mean? So it was quite the experience.
Indeed it was. And as far as the experience on the ice, first night, a pretty wild game the first night. Best way, as you know, to quiet down a hostile barn is to get out in front. And you guys were able to get out in front and in a big way with three goals in the first period. And at the end of two, it was 4-2. You seemed like you still had things in check. But things can change very quickly, particularly when there's two elite teams on the ice. And with the expectations for both Quinnipiac and North Dakota, that's what you had with a lot of great talent on display.
Yeah, I mean, in a barn like that, you know, they can get the momentum real quick, and even though we had a big lead, all they needed was one, and then the crowd was right back into it. You know, I think we were a little intimidated by the crowd, especially that first night going into the third period. I think we were gripping the sticks a little too tight. So after they got that first one, they're kind of on a roll. But I think it showed a lot about our team, you know, battling back and tying it up there at the end and dealing with adversity well.
Yeah, game went from 4-2. You know, talk about momentum swings and ebbs and flows in the game. You went up from up 3-0 after one, mentioned up 4-2 after two, and the power plays loom large as they often can. Ethan, a couple of power play goals got the North Dakota club tied, and then after the 3-0 lead in the first period, that was a distant memory. You had to battle back. Just to take us through on that tying goal, just after the halfway point of the third period, C.J. McGee, and you factored in on that one along with Jaden Lee.
Yeah, I think they scored, I don't know, like three. Honestly, it felt like they scored four quick ones on us there. And, you know, they had all the momentum. We just had to go out there and have kind of a grimy shift, chipping in deep, you know, throw the body, get control of the puck, and just kind of work it around. And, you know, I think we tired them out a little bit. I think the defenders did a great job. Jaden really pulling out that winger, giving McGee some space, then just put it right in the wheelhouse. And, of course, McGee got all of it, far side posting in. And that's a goal we really needed. You know, it kind of shut the building down a little bit. And, just really proud of the guys for kind of shutting down the momentum that barn had created for them and, you know, coming back.
One of the things that you know coming in night after night this season, between the pipes, you've got a special guy there with Yanni Peretz. I remember getting a chance to meet him last year on the program, and he really rose to the occasion for you in that hostile environment, particularly on Friday when the shots on net for the game, you look territorially, were almost 2-1.
Yeah, hung him out to dry there. I mean, I think that they got like five power plays in a row. They, you know, we got tired out there, and you know, he really, really hung in there. He did a great job for us. I mean, there's a couple goals, you know, we gave him no shot, but you know, even after the game, he had a good attitude. You know, he's excited for the next game. You know, that's just Yanni. You know, he's a great, great goalie, but he's also a good guy in the room, great character. So, you know, we depend on him a lot.
Hey, you look at Saturday, and again, a much different game 24 hours later. On Saturday night, on the second game of the two-game series, you got behind early, and then five unanswered goals, including a pair on the power play. And a big night for you, factoring in. You got two of the big goals there. Fourth goal for Quinnipiac on the power play, and then you notch the next one. So big offensive night for you to bust out on Saturday.
Yeah, it was an up-and-down game. I mean, we came out to a hot start. I think Brendan Moore scored like maybe two minutes in, and then, of course, they got two on us. It was kind of back and forth, momentum changes the whole night. But, you know, Friday night, I don't think we got anything on the power play. I think we kind of struggled with it, so it was great to see that. We felt a little more comfortable Saturday night moving the puck around. I think a lot of that had to do with having a game in the Ralph under our belt. You know, we felt more confident out there with the puck. I think guys are making better decisions, quicker decisions out there. So I think a lot of it had to do with just confidence in that second night with the puck.
Yeah, right you are. 0 for 3 on the power play, so a little bit of a struggle on Friday, but only two power play opportunities on Saturday. You made the most of it, and you were able to get that all-important power play goal, the fourth for Quinnipiac. What about the power play unit here early in the season and how that's taking shape and what your responsibilities are, Ethan?
Yeah, it's a lot better than last year early on. I mean, we got Colin Graf and then Christophe Tellier on the flanks, and they're just really good with the puck, really good at finding those seams, really good at making the penalty kill scramble with the way they pass it around. So honestly, it's making my job easy. I feel like the only time I'm really touching the puck is when I'm teeing up out there. So it's a lot more movement, I think, than last year. And, of course, our coach has been not honest as much on the power play. He's kind of letting us do our thing, which is really good. We can be a little more creative out there. So I think, you know, those exhibition games, we had a great start in the power play. And I think that's kind of catapulted us into this year. You know, we've come into the year with a lot of confidence. And, you know, despite that Friday game against North Dakota, I think we pretty much scored every game. So the power play is all about confidence. You know, we're really creative out there. We got some good players out there, so we just gotta keep going.
Give us a little bit of an insight about you and your line mates. You're working on the right side, a familiar spot for you. You got Skylar Brindamore at center, and for folks that follow the NHL and college hockey, he is of that Brindamore family with Rod Brindamore, his dad. In Carolina with the Hurricanes, and you have him at the center position, and on the left wing, Sam Lipkin came from the Chicago Steel, which has been a powerhouse in the USHL. He comes in as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, Brendan Moore is just an easy player to play with. He's excellent on draws, probably one of the best, you know, two-way players in the league. So really with him, it's super easy. Me and him have played, you know, throughout the years before, and, you know, just an excellent player. And then, of course, Sam just coming in right away, having a big role, having, you know, big minutes. Early on, you know, he came in, he's a confident player. I mean, he's done excellent, I think. I don't think he's scored yet, but he's been great for us. You know, the way he controls the puck down low, he's in his body, and if he's already got a highlight reel of plays down low. I mean, it's easy playing with those two guys, you know, two big players. So, you know, hopefully in the next, you know, few games we can build a little more chemistry together. But like I said, it hasn't been too hard playing with those, you know, those players.
And the road continues here for you and the Bobcats. You're going up to another barn that's got a lot of history. I don't know. Don't remember if you guys have had the chance to play up at Maine, but that'll be the next test for you. Non-conference opponent. You go from the NCHC with North Dakota to Hockey East with Maine up in Orono at Al Fond Arena.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I think our team's excited. It's another great barn, another hostile student section. I think we went up right there. Went up there in 2018. I think we had a good weekend. I think that's when they had Swayman. But
yes,
no, it's a great barn. It's a little tighter than the Ralph, so maybe a little louder, hopefully. But it should be good. You know, they've had kind of an up and down start to the year. But you know, us coming into their barn, you know, I'm sure they'll play their best. So it should be good, the Saturday Sunday games.
Ethan, native of North Vancouver, British Columbia, you played your junior hockey out there in Prince George in the BCHL. With COVID factored in, you've been at Quinnipiac now for a number of years and had the opportunity to come back again. I think that says it all. I don't think you could add anything, but I think that says it all. It's really a testament to what the Quinnipiac program is all about with Coach Pecknold. The word that gets thrown around all the time is culture, but the fact that you committed to come back for another year, and I believe it right now you're working toward a graduate degree, working toward your MBA now with your return this season.
Yeah, we got a bunch of us who, I think we got 750s on the team. I think five guys, you know, returning, doing their fifth year they've done all 5 years at Quinnipiac. You know, it's just a great time here, you know what I mean? I think it says a lot about what Rand's got going on here. You know, guys want to play here. You know, it's a great program. You know, every year the group we have here is really tight, really loose. You know, we have a really good time. And yeah, they got a 1 year MBA program here at Quinnipiac, which I don't think they have really else at other schools. So it's just a great fit for our 5th years. It makes a lot of sense for us to come back.
No doubt, and I know looming is a chance to accomplish something very special this season. I know that I'm sure that's within the sights of having that veteran group, that core coming back.
Yeah, I think we got a good dynamic, good balance of old guys and young guys. I think usually around this time, you know, my freshman class had such a big class that this would kind of be a down year when you bring in a lot of new guys. But you know, it's fortunate we had a lot of guys be able to come back and take on a load this year. But you know, this freshman class that came in, you know, a lot of talent, a lot of good characters. So I think the team is going to be in good hands in the years to come.
Well, and certainly in good hands with you and your core group of veterans for this season. And want to wish you luck, Ethan. It was great to have a chance to visit with you again. And best of luck as you make that trip, one that I'm familiar with, calling the games for Boston University, going up to Alphont. It's fun, though. It is a hostile environment, but it's fun, and I'm sure you guys, after going to the Ralph and now up to Orono, will warm up to that to face the Black Bears this weekend. All the best this weekend and moving forward this year.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I'm excited for it, and thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
You got it. Ethan DeYoung, our guest here, our player segment on the men's side this week for Inside ECAC Hockey. Inside ECAC Hockey presented by the Corsia Family Foundation in conjunction with the Mike Capasso Scholarship Fund and the Boston Knights.